So far in our journey through the book of Joshua, we've seen the nation of Israel prepare to enter the promised land. Today, they're faced with a huge obstacle. The first city they came to was a mighty fortress called Jericho. God's plan for conquering Jericho was unique. The story serves as a reminder that God alone deserves the glory for all our victories. This lesson is called The Battle of Jericho.
The people of Israel are now in the land of Canaan. Joshua has done his homework in surveying the land. You ought to understand that the land is a land of city-states. Each city is an independent kingdom with its own king. So conquering one city is not going to topple the others like dominoes. The Israelites have to conquer them all. The first city, the first one to conquer, which really is the front door into Canaan, is the city of Jericho. Archaeological digs reveal that Jericho is surrounded by a set of double walls. One wall was built around the city proper, and then there were several acres of land running out toward another outer wall. Poor people built their homes on that outer slope of ground between the walls and against this outer wall. This is where Rahab's home was built, against this outer wall, according to chapter 2. And by the way, archaeologists have also discovered the remains of bricks that have tumbled down into heaps at the base of these ancient city walls, and we're about to be told how it all happened. Now, here in Joshua chapter 5, we read at verse 13. When Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man was standing before him with his drawn sword in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" The man responds in verse 14, "No, but I am the commander of the army of the Lord, and now I have come." Well, Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" Now, this man is not an angel, because an angel would not have allowed himself to be worshipped. This is what we call a Christophany. This is a pre-incarnate appearance of God the Son. Here, Christ appears in the form of a warrior, and he reveals some interesting truths to Joshua. Here's the first truth. This isn't Joshua's battle. It's God's battle. When the Lord says here, "I am the commander of the army of the Lord," he isn't referring to the army of Israel with their little swords and slingshots. He's referring to the host of heavenly warrior angels. The second truth is this. The Lord is not on Joshua's side. Joshua needs to be on the Lord's side. Again, in verse 13, Joshua asks this warrior, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" And he said, "No," which can be translated, "neither." So he's making the point that God isn't so much on anybody's side. The point is you'd better be on his side. God isn't hoping that somebody will let him be on their team. No, you better be on his team. Here in verse 15, the Lord says to Joshua, "Take off your sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy." So here's the third truth the Lord reveals. The place where you battle happens to be holy ground. You know, we tend to think of the church as holy ground. People want to be buried in the church graveyard because that's supposedly sacred or holy ground. No, God says here, the place where you do battle for my glory happens to be sacred ground. That office where you work, where you live for Christ, that's holy ground. That classroom is holy ground. That kitchen is sacred ground. Wherever you face the daily battles of life where God could be honored and obeyed, that is holy ground. Now, we're given some details here in chapter 6 and verse 1. Now, Jericho was shut up inside and outside because of the people of Israel. None went out, and none came in. In other words, humanly speaking, there isn't any way Israel can defeat Jericho. These are 30-foot-high gates with iron frames, iron hinges. Those gates are bolted shut. In fact, I've seen remnants of ancient city gates just like these that have been excavated going back to this time. So the Israelites aren't going to come along and just, you know, push them open. Verse 2 says, "And the Lord said to Joshua, 'See, I have given Jericho into your hand.'" If I'd been Joshua, I would have said, "I don't see anything." And then the Lord gives Joshua here a very strange battle plan in verse 3. "You shall march around the city, all the men of war going around the city once. Thus you shall do for 6 days. 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. On the 7th day, you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. And when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, when you hear the sound of the trumpet, then all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the walls of the city will fall down flat." That's the plan. Well, can you imagine Joshua repeating this battle plan to his generals, to his people? Okay, walk around the city once a day, and then on the 7th day, march around it 7 times with 7 priests blowing on 7 trumpets. By the way, that number 7 represents completeness, and that'll do it. The walls will come down. Let me tell you, this battle plan is a lesson in not just faith, but humility. They're not going to do anything of military significance, which means they're not going to be able to take any credit, and that's the point. God is their strength and victory. This battle plan requires humility, but it's also going to require obedience. Now, we know today from archaeological discoveries that this city would have taken less than an hour to march around. So every day, the children of Israel are going to march around this city for an hour and then return to their camp while the city's walls are still standing. What kind of plan is this? They're to obey this even though they don't understand this. Perhaps just like you today. You're obeying God. You're walking with God. You don't fully understand. God isn't explaining himself. In fact, it doesn't seem to make sense. There's another interesting aspect of God's plan here. They're to remain silent as they march around the city. Notice Joshua's command here in verse 10. "You shall not shout or make your voice heard, neither shall any word go out of your mouth." You know, it's one thing to obey the will of God and complain about it. It's another thing to obey the will of God and remain silent. So God is saying here, "Be still and know that I am God," Psalm 46:10. "Trust in me." The only noise that's going to be heard is the sound of the ram's horns. The ram's horn was sounded on special occasions to mark the presence of God. So again, clearly, this is God's battle. Now, by the end of the 7th day, the Israelites have walked around this city 13 times. They've spent at least 13 hours studying these massive walls. And maybe God knew it would take that long for them to realize they're not going to overcome the fortress city of Jericho. You know, the principle is true to this very day. Victory in the Christian life is not difficult. It's impossible. Without the Spirit of God and the power of God, the battle is simply too great. Now, down here at verse 20, "As soon as the people heard the sound of the trumpet, the people shouted a great shout, and the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they captured the city. Now, Rahab's house, built against a portion of the outer wall, stays intact. This allows her and her family to escape. just as they had been promised. So here's Israel at the doorway into the promised land, and they're given an unforgettable lesson. Jeremiah 32, verse 27 puts it this way, "I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" Well, let's walk with the Lord in humility, with silent surrender, and let's give him all the glory, one victory, one day at a time. Well, until next time, beloved, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
That was Lesson 89 in our journey through God's Word. Stephen called it the Battle of Jericho. This is the wisdom journey. Stephen Davey is teaching through the entire Bible, Genesis through Revelation, with a new lesson each weekday. We have a free resource this month specifically designed to encourage mothers. Visit our website, wisdomonline.org, to access this free gift. Join us next time on the Wisdom Journey.